Strawberry
Hello?
Studios, Brendan speaking. Hello.
Hi, Brendan. It's Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. Pretty good. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Do you have time now? Can we like have a chat for 10 minutes or something?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, all right. So I got your email and I read what you wrote there. So what's going on?
Oh, I just another $6,000. That's not in the cards. So when Mr. McCain called me yesterday to say that we can't publish or do anything and you need another 6,000, that's just not nowhere near my budget. I was looking at ways to do it for several thousand dollars and not this, and I just it's not a that's not going to work for me.
Okay.
And to ask for money afterwards is kind of predatory. So I just want to kind of call it what it is. You know, if you need me to pay for some editing costs that you've already incurred, that's fine. I can be fair, but I just kind of want to get away from this whole thing.
Okay, understood. I understand how it sounds to you. Usually, we do not take care of the copyrights and everything. Copyrights are something legal, like a legal document. For example, you're purchasing a car, you're buying a house, you're buying anything on your name. You are going to have that registered under your name, right? Usually, what happens is that our customers, all of the authors, since this is like the most basic requirement, most of the authors, they take care of it themselves. I mean, you can do that yourself too. You don't have to go through us. If you feel that it's something that is coming up as an additional cost, or if you're trying to upsell you, no, that's not the case. If you want to take care of that yourself, you can do that. And secondly, Brandon, we're working on editing the book right now. Why don't you search about it on your own and see if there are any other means through which you can do that? You don't have to pay that amount, or you can start to save up some amount until we are ready to publish. Right now, we are not publishing the book. So canceling the entire order, specifically when everything is going smooth in terms of the editing and the work, the draft, I don't think that is really a good option.
I don't know. I mean, my issue has been, and I mean, I'm trying to be as nice and gracious as possible, but I'm not getting some of the responses. Like my questions don't get answered. It looks like from the first round to the second round, you changed editors. So I have to assume that you're either losing people or outsourcing. You know, like I kind of got a sketchy feeling from the whole thing, Lisa. Now maybe you guys are just a startup trying to find your way, but it is. Yesterday was very shocking, and like that's the number one thing. Like when I talked to my lawyer, he was like, "The number one thing you got to watch out for when doing these is that they'll start to throw fees at you and throw money at you and stuff, and try to get you to sign up for more because you guys need money to pay your people and keep going." But I can't be part of
Okay,
that.
first of all, Brandon, let me just explain that part to you. Every time a customer signs up to us, we are a business, right? We're a one-stop shop. Now, we have everything related to the book. And we usually get new authors, upcoming authors looking for guidance, for which we have an additional service in which our consultants guide the customers. Now, that's a win-win for both of them, actually. Win-win, why? Because, of course, we are a business. We will be looking to grow. So, of course, we're going to tell you about the other products that are related to the book and that might be required later down the line. So, we will tell you that, you know what, Brandon, this is something that is required later down the line. Either you can purchase this from us or you can take it from somewhere else. Now, it wouldn't make any sense for us to do the editing of your book and then you taking some service that we offer from another company. I mean, if we have a good relationship, we can proceed with that. Now, you told me about the editing part. Is there something wrong with that? Because the last comment that I got from you and you were pretty much satisfied with that. I believe it's just the amount that you are worried about. But why did we come up to you and tell you to pay more, right?
I mean, yes. The primary thing is absolutely the you know an authentic a certificate of authentication for $3,000. I can't find anything on that. Like that's not real, you know. So I just there's a series of just a series of trust. I just a mistrust that's occurred. My other issue is, Lisa, is that you know I don't expect to be waited on hand and foot, But, you know, I was starting to think when I was messaging and not hearing back and stuff like that, I was starting to wonder about how this was going to go.
Of course.
You know, and the last editing was good, but it was much different than the first round. The first round I had a bunch of questions because a lot of the format was inconsistent, and it really looked like they barely went over 30 pages and stuff, and I just, you know, I'm just not getting a warm, fuzzy feeling.
Okay, let me explain that. The formatting, we're not taking care of the formatting at this point of time. The formatting and proofreading comes right at the end once we have finalized all the content, okay? So that is not being done at this point of time. Right now, we're working on the edits only and the writing part, mainly, having the content finalized. And if there was anything at all, Brandon, you were supposed to tell me that you're not happy or if there are any questions.
It was in my email. It was in my email, and you didn't respond.
Which email is that? The one that you used today?
No, it was the one about 3 weeks ago.
Let me
and then,
get back to that. Okay, and secondly, Brandon, if you're worried, I understand why you're worried, because in our industry there are a lot of scams happening. There are companies that are ripping people off from a third world country. I know all about that, trust me. But we don't work like that. We don't do shady business. We came up to you. We were transparent. We told you about the cost. Now, I understand you got skeptical. What I'm going to do at this point of time, I will stop everyone here in terms of the consultancy part. We're not going to offer you or tell you about any additional product whatsoever, okay? We just complete what you have purchased, and that is it. Just in case if there are any issues with that, you just let me know. You drop me a text, you let me know, you talk to me, and you tell me, Lisa, I'm not happy. You just come up front and tell me, bluntly, because I'm going to love that. Trust me, Brandon. That's the reason why I'm in between, you know. I have to actually make this process smooth for you and the team to work together. And that's basically my job. Now, you were referring to an email, Brandon, 3 weeks ago. Let me go back to that. Okay.
The first rounds of edit.
The first
round. I responded with some, the first rounds of edits.
Okay, here is the first draft. All right, here. You wrote here, we're rocking and rolling out here. Hope you are too. My week is completely front-loaded, so I just opened this and looked over it. If I'm reading this right, then we should just move to line editing, right? You were right. I don't think the content suggestions are fully necessary. I can be a little wordy, but I think...
Nah, that's for when you guys first did the analysis. I'm talking about the first, like, 35 pages
okay.
that were done. Let me get back to my office, and I couldn't pull it up and tell you the exact date.
Okay.
But,
oh, yes, you created a separate thread, I believe. That's the message you're referring to?
Yeah.
Let me look into that. Some minor questions, chapter header consistency, the formatting on the chapter headers. Okay, I think I understand the issue now. Chapter header consistency, the formatting on the chapter header stopped updating. See, this is regarding formatting, and I already told you that formatting is not our priority at this point of time. They're going to focus on the content more at this point of time, and then right at the end, once we have the content approved, then we work on the table of contents and the formatting. Let me look at point two, spacing. The paragraph spacing throughout the document was inconsistent. It will be inconsistent due to the track changes. So, again, spacing is included in formatting. That's going to happen right at the end. Number three, Ingolstadt, correct spelling, fixed within the manuscript. Okay, that was just one spelling mistake. I guess you fixed that. Dedication and table of contents, I added this, was unsure what the next steps were, so I wanted to make sure that was in there. Okay, all right. Well, TOC and the dedication page, as I said, along with formatting, we will be covering the acknowledgement, the preface, if there's any, about the author that we need to include right at the end of the book, the back cover description, all of these small things are going to happen right at the end. Right now, our major focus is having the content ready. And that is it.
Yeah, the content ready, but for the $6,000, there's also like a website, and you're talking about publishing on Amazon. And what McCain told me yesterday is that without getting the ISBN number and these barcodes and stuff through you guys, we can't publish the book. So how would, like, a website or posting anything up about it do any good if we can't publish the book?
Let me explain that. All right. Now, he was talking about the copyrights document. Without the ISBN and the copyrights and the barcode, you cannot publish the book because that is like the basic requirement. Now, either it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to purchase that from us. You can work with your lawyer. I mean, you trust your lawyer, right? At this point of time, it's all about trust. You do not trust us with this amount. So I completely understand that. And I told you that we are backing up. We won't quote you any amounts. We won't quote you any additional services. Yeah, of course. It will be my obligation or my ethical duty to guide you regarding the next steps or the requirements that are needed, but you can do that on your own, okay? So no more quoting amounts. We're not going to tell you that you need to pay this or that, and Daniel did not mean to say that you have to purchase that from us. He was trying to tell you that this is like the basic requirements which will be needed in order to publish the book. That is it.
Thing is, I've got an ISBN number. I checked on the status of it. I've got one on the way for the original version of the manuscript. Okay. That only cost me $125. So are you saying as I go along and look, I'm going to end up finding thousands of dollars of charges for being able to publish this thing? I mean, Amazon doesn't even charge like $50, I think, to post it on their site.
Copyrights, Brandon. I'm talking about copyrights. Did you find out about the copyrights patent to the Library of Congress? Did you find out the cost about that?
Yeah, that when I thought that copyright stuff is from my understanding taken care of by the ISBN number.
No, that is incorrect. ISBN number is the barcode generated on the back of your book. I mean, it's a number, a product number, international standard book number that is required for you to sell your book. That is a different thing. Copywriting your book, it's regarding having the intellectual property under your name. And that is done by the United States Patent and Trademark Office. That is an entirely different process. As I told you before, that copywriting your book actually means having this intellectual property under your name to avoid any lawsuits, any false claims, any kind of hassle. And of course, the royalties will be transferred under your name. So you've got to have some legal document which is binded by the government itself. This copyright service that I'm telling you about, this is not something like ISBN number. That's completely different. Copywriting is a legal document that binds you in an agreement certifying that you have all the rights and you are entitled for this book that you're writing. And this is binded by the government officially. United States Patent and Trademark Office is a thing. It's an office in Washington, D.C. That's the registry where we have an affiliation with them, and they actually work on the copywriting process for all the upcoming authors. That's the reason why Daniel came up and spoke to you about it, because usually what happens is that the standard process takes place at least for 9 to 10 months. It's a very lengthy process. You can barely talk to anyone because there's no customer support in Washington, D.C., and it's a hassle, literally a hassle. There are people who applied on their own like years ago, and they're still waiting, pending in the line, queued up, because they don't have any other means to contact the U.S. registry. That's why we facilitated this. We actually worked a way out because we are in the book business. We actually have an inside man in the U.S. registry itself, so they actually expedite our orders. That's the reason why the cost that you got, it has that chunk too. There is an additional fee included there. I'm not going to lie to you. But that's the expedited fee, because we commit 30 to 60 days to our customers, and we deliver that. So, Brandon, let's say if you were to go for these charges, you were going to receive a legal document from the United States Patent and Trademark Office on your mailing address. So there's no way we can scam you with that. But anyway, let's not talk about the amount. I just want to keep you as a customer at this point of time. And I know that whenever it's about an additional amount, people do get skeptical. I mean, I will do myself. So that's not a big deal. I want to assure you that we're not going to talk about any additional amounts. You research about the copyrights. You talk to your lawyer. You get the copyrights done, and we can move forward with the package as we work. What do you think?
Nah. I would like to get a refund, and if you feel you need to charge me for some stuff, I'm willing to pay for a little bit, but I don't think that this is right. I think yesterday kind of confirmed some of my suspicions. So,
Brandon,
if you guys
what
can,
are your suspicions? What are your suspicions?
I mean,
I'm asking all your questions, Brandon, and this is a very unreasonable thing to do. I mean, just because we came up to you and told you that you need to buy copyrights and there's a cost for it since it's an additional service, you're going to
Why wasn't that brought
everything?
Up in the beginning? And I asked when I was chatting with Danielle Garcia. I mean, I'm not – again, I can't quite see how some of the services in there, like publishing it to Amazon – Mm-hmm. And putting it on, like, what's in the initial $6,000 can't mm-hmm. happen without this next $6,000.
No, that's not what I said. I just
that's totally what it is. I mean, I know that's not what you're saying, but since I'm having to read through the lines on some of what's going on here,
Brandon,
then what it's telling me is that Amazon, you can't post to Amazon or Kindle without me doing this copyright thing. So my money's tied up waiting on that for those things that I've already paid for to happen. And I just can't see how without the copyright and stuff, you can do a website or email blast or any of that.
Take care of that. I'm saying you can take care of the copyrights on your own. And I apologize that Daniel McCain called you yesterday to help you out with the copyrights. I'm very sorry about that, Brennan, but please understand my point of view, too. You're satisfied with the editing part, the writing part, and everything. At this point of time, what am I supposed to say to my finance? That Brandon is asking for a refund because we guided him with the process of the copyrights?
I mean, if that's the way you guys got to spin it, that's the way you guys got to spin it. But what he did is he called me, fluffed me, you know, kind of fed my ego, and then tried to level that boom and sell me and upsell me on something that I think is not only overpriced, but it's tied in and it's predatory.
Okay.
So I'm at the point where I was already getting sketchy because I wasn't getting I wasn't getting responses in a very great manner. You know, I know I was a little anxious, but I was anxious for the whole thing. But I'm not getting responses in a great manner. You know, things are moving slowly. Like, when the edits do happen, I get excited and I try to stay positive. Maybe that was my mistake. Maybe I should have been much more candid. But the whole thing has kind of culminated in my mind. And it's just been the last 3 weeks have been stressful. Because I've been sitting here thinking, I'm like, these guys are all going to disappear. Like, the website's going to disappear, everything's going to disappear, and they're just going to walk away with my money.
Nothing is disappearing.
Absolutely.
You're overstressing. Right now, you're overstressing, Brandon, to be very honest. I'm sitting right here and talking to you. I'm explaining every single thing to you. I understand it is getting a little bit overwhelming, but I'm assuring you at this point of time, Brandon, at least I deserve this much of respect or courtesy or decency that if I'm assuring you, giving you my word, at least let me try this out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't know you from Adam, man. And the whole thing's kind of been sketch. So I just yesterday was a real nail in the coffin for me.
But Brandon,
I'm sorry, Lisa. I really hope that you guys have success in the future. But man, I don't think I can be part of it.
Brandon, hold it right there. You're saying, why wasn't it told? Copywriting the book, it's the mandatory requirement. Everybody knows that. It's common sense. It's basic knowledge that is available everywhere. We do not talk about that because usually authors take care of it on their own. We do ask them about this when they are, you know, in the middle of the process just to know where they are at this point of time, whether they have applied for it or not. And that's what Daniel did. Let me tell you about Daniel, too. Daniel only works on bestsellers or the projects where he sees the potential to make it the bestseller. So if you think he came to make money with you, that's not the case. He doesn't, nobody assigns him the projects to. So he is a huge thing here. I understand that it all went really bad and it ended up on a very wrong note. But I am assuring you that he is not going to come over the phone with you again. I'm not asking you for any additional requirements. I'm not asking you for any additional money. I'm asking you to give me a chance to deliver this book to you because I'm invested in this project too. And I have never let any of my clients go dissatisfied, Brendan. I've been working in this industry for the past 7 years and not a single refund or chargeback under my name. That's how satisfied my clients are with me. So I am personally invested in this, Brendan, and I'm asking you as a human to human to give me one last chance. If you still feel sketchy about it, I won't even talk to you about it. I'm just going to go ahead and have the refund process. No questions asked. I think that's fair. Come on, Brendan. I mean, I'm literally begging you to give me this project. I mean, I don't know how much more transparent I can be with you at this point of time. We're not talking about next year. We're not talking about anything else. I'm only talking about customer satisfaction, which matters to me the most. Not just the company, personally me, because that's the kind of a person I am. And I'm giving you my word, I will deliver this to you, and we'll talk again, Brendan, about this. If it doesn't
happen... Yeah, like I said, I am still not confident in how the rest of it's all going to happen. Like, there's just so much to happen. And we're on week 7, and I just don't know.
So everything is...
I don't know. It just does everything in my gut's telling me the other way, Lisa.
Brendan,
I am sorry.
Brendan, everything has... their own specific time. For example, at this point of time, we're working on having the book ready. Once the book is ready, the next step, the second step, will be publishing. We cannot just go ahead of time, right? Once we go on publication, then we start with the marketing aspect. So everything is going to fall into its own place step by step. I cannot just, you know, move to the last step in the beginning.
I'm not asking you to move to the last step. I'm curious about how the whole, I get an ISBN number and a copyright. You know, how is that going to work out?
You have a lawyer, right?
Yeah.
Ask him about the copyrights.
Yeah.
Get it done.
He thinks I'm an idiot. So, because the contract is sketchy. The contract is sketchy and paying you guys first before any kind of signing and stuff like that. He's like, this isn't normal. So that's kind of where I am right now, Lisa. I mean, it is just not, it's just
okay,
whole thing weird.
He said it's sketchy. I need to know what's sketchy. I mean, saying sketchy, it's vague.
The contract has no deadline on it. The contract has no deadline on it. There's very little outlines of provisions on what is actually included in the term publishing with Amazon and Kindle and stuff like that. There's just a lot of loopholes in it.
Okay.
That aren't very strong and lead to vagaries, which get me, the consumer, screwed over. No one ever asked me to sign it. No one ever asked me to sign any of that. I sat there and waited to see. Never got back. And like I said, just responsiveness. You know, I called the office a couple times because I didn't want to blow up your cell phone number. Anybody ever tell you I called?
Yes, they did.
Okay. Well, then I didn't get a call back.
It's about...
And I just... My crew... At my job, my crew, never be allowed to get away with that. And we get hammered by millions of people. So, I don't know, man. I'm just telling you from where I sit. I'm sorry to ruin your perfect record, but I can't do it, dude.
I understand where you're coming from, Brendan. If it's the copyright issue, let me just try and have this done for you free of cost. Would you say then? And about the contract, I will sit down with you, send me the pointers, I will send you a rewritten or redrawn contract. Let's fix that, and let me get you the copywriting done free of cost. Would you stay then?
I mean, it sounds like a great deal right there.
I'm above and beyond right now. Please don't...
Hey, I know, Lisa, and I appreciate your attempts, but that makes me even more nervous because your guy, Daniel McCain, tried to charge me $6,000 for something that you guys are talking about waiving right now. You know? And so I just...
Brandon, I'm losing a client here, and I need to
save
you.
I know, I'm sorry.
So of course I'm going to use my personal discounted coupons that I get yearly to get you this service free of cost. So I'm convincing you to do that, and then I'll have to beg my finance to get you this offer. So if you think it's too good to be true, I will have my ass on the line here. I'm sorry about my language, but that's what I'm doing. So if this is not going to convince you, Brandon, I don't know what else to say to you. You're being very, very unreasonable right now. I'm sorry. But I'm trying my best, and you're not listening to me at all.
I'm listening. And I appreciate some of what you're trying to do, but
let's work on
I just don't believe it.
I understand you don't believe it, but how else am I going to convince you about it if you're not going to give me a chance? At least give me a chance. Give me 2 weeks. I'll send all of this to you in writing in an official contract. So you have something to hold against me. If in 2 weeks' time you feel that nothing is working, nothing is going right, then yeah, you have my neck. Brandon, come on now. You don't have to be so rigid. I'm literally begging you to stay at this point of time. And I don't need to do that.
I feel like an idiot. I feel like I jumped into something too fast, and maybe I tried to stay too positive and didn't express my displeasure in the beginning.
Brandon,
and I just don't have I obviously don't have an understanding.
Right, you're being negative.
I don't have an
understanding. Right, you're not keeping
it. That's what it's been for the last 3 weeks. I mean, I've been expecting to never hear back from you guys, to be honest with you. I've been preparing myself. Because I thought,
when
I called.
You heard back from us, right? You heard back from us.
Eventually, dude. Eventually, I had to hunt you down. I mean, I'm a busy dude. I didn't think it would be like this. I knew that I would have to do some work and some heavy lifting, but I didn't think it would be like this. So,
okay,
and especially not when I'm getting calls to up it. Like, I know one of the number one things I was told is when they start trying to charge you after the initial deal, get out. So that's where I am right now, Lisa. I am really sorry. I am listening to you, but I just don't have the same faith in your organization that you might do. I'm hoping that maybe I take this,
Brandon,
I go somewhere else, try something else. If I find out that everything you're saying is true, I'll come back to you guys and apologize, and do whatever. But I'm just like, man, I don't think that this is right for what I'm seeing.
Brandon, all right. What I'm going to do at this point of time is that I will submit the request. Please specify the exact reason for this refund so I can, put that in my report. I'll send that to the finance team, and they'll give you one final call. So what would be the reason for this refund?
What was the last part?
What's the reason for this refund request? Why are you asking for this refund?
Oh, failure services. Fail deliver on services.
Okay. All right.
I mean, if you want to put predatory practices down there, you can. But I didn't want to try and use that kind of language.
Okay. All right. All right, Brandon, thank you so much for your time. I'll forward the report. So you should be getting a call from the compliance department or the finance to verify the reason and confirm the refund. All right?
How long does that usually take?
24 to 48 hours.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
No problem. Take care. Bye-bye.